The federal government's reassuring Australians that the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine is safe, despite concerns of a link to blood clots. A 44-year-old Melbourne man has been hospitalised with thrombosis after receiving a COVID vaccine a fortnight ago. The Therapeutic Goods Administration, or TGA, says the AstraZeneca rollout should continue, even though a link is likely between the vaccine and the clotting in this man's case. Professor Jim Buttery is an infectious disease expert and a vaccinologist. He also serves as a member of the TGA Advisory Committee on Vaccines. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Cathy.
Professor Buttery, what do we know about what happened to this 44-year-old man after receiving the vaccine?
So the information we have at the moment that is publicly available is that he's a gentleman who received a vaccine and within several days became quite unwell. Presented to care where they found extensive clotting in the veins in his tummy. And in association with that, he had very low levels of platelets, which appears similar to some of the cases that have been described overseas.
Now, we hear that this is a very rare form of blood clotting. How dangerous is it and what are the symptoms?
So it certainly does appear to be very rare. From the information we have available to date, it appears that it may occur about one in every 500,000 doses of vaccine. It's certainly quite severe, and some cases of death have been described in the overseas cases in Europe. The important thing to recognise about this is that although common side effects are well recognised after the first dose of this vaccine, they're always in the first 1 to 2 days after vaccination, whereas this more severe syndrome, the symptoms occur 4 to 20 days after vaccination.
So health authorities are saying it's likely there's a link between the vaccine and the clotting in this man's case, certainly. So if a link is likely, why is it safe to use the vaccine?
Certainly. So all medicines we use, including vaccines, have some side effects, even Panadol. The question for every single medicine we use is, do the benefits that it's offering outweigh any risks that we know about? And for the case of COVID vaccination, in a condition that's killed over 900 Australians to date and nearly 3 million globally, does this vaccine, which has been extensively used in tens of millions of people overseas, do the benefits outweigh the risks? And all the information we have to date is that those benefits certainly do outweigh the risks. But this does appear to be a real risk. It's just very rare.
So a number of European countries have paused the AstraZeneca rollout as they investigate their cases. Shouldn't Australia consider a pause?
I think as information is coming out, the Australian authorities are in communication with their overseas colleagues on a daily basis, and all of the information so far has pointed towards continuing the program because the benefits are outweighing the risks. As information matures, that question is kept being asked, and the answers so far are still the same. And certainly the European Medicines Association has recommended continuing vaccine programs, and most of the European countries that did pause have resumed their programs.
Well, let's go to the rollout. There's certainly a lot of fingers being pointed all over the place at the moment. Vaccine production is continuing full steam ahead, but the number of Australians vaccinated stands at around 800,000 people, well short of the 4 million target by the end of March. Is supply the issue here?
Certainly supply is part of the issue. So in introducing a population-wide vaccine program is almost unprecedented. It's a massive logistical exercise. As has been well documented, there's been global shortages of vaccine availability. We've been fortunate to have a limited number of the Pfizer vaccine early on, and then also the AstraZeneca vaccine. Australia is one of the fortunate countries that actually has a sovereign vaccine manufacturer, in this case CSL, who have commenced manufacturing the AstraZeneca vaccine. But nevertheless, the supply is still not completely where we need it to be to immunise our population as rapidly as we'd like.
And I understand that there's a bit of inequality in where the vaccines are going. So some clinics are getting much more than others. You know, many other GP clinics are getting, you know, the 50 a week or whatever it might be. Is that part of the problem here, distribution?
Certainly the feedback we've had from general practice is that they could certainly use far more doses than they're currently receiving. And as the vaccine supply ramps up, certainly it would be hoped that general practices are able to get the vaccines they need for their community of practice, notwithstanding the fact that not only do they have to immunise folk in their own practice, but for the practices that are not giving vaccine, their patients are also coming to the vaccinating practices as well.
Well, the states have now offering to help the Commonwealth. This week, New South Wales will open 36 new vaccine clinics. Other states are lobbying the federal government to help in the rollout. Is that what is needed to speed it up?
Look, I think anything that we can do to speed up the rollout of vaccination is a good thing. The states are the most experienced in administering vaccine programs because that's normally what happens for vaccination in Australia. The states and territories administer the vaccinations for the routine national immunisation program. So I think any move to increase that collaboration is a good thing.
Jim Buttery, good to talk to you. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Cathy.
Professor Jim Buttery is an infectious disease expert and a vaccinologist, and he serves as a member of the TGA Advisory Committee on Vaccines. And I should say that we sought an interview with the Chief Medical Officer and with the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt. Both were unavailable today.